Now, another BloomerBoomer.com podcast. Your host, Andy Asher, living life over 55. Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Do you remember when?
Now, I don't seek the presidency to strip this nation of its defenses or to abandon the cause of freedom around the world. I seek the presidency so that this nation will be strong enough to deter war and determined enough to encourage freedom.
Barry Goldwater, born January 1909, died May of 1998, a businessman and five-term U.S. Senator from Arizona, and the Republican Party's nominee for president in the 1964 election, an articulate and charismatic figure during the first half of the 60s, he was known as Mr. Conservative. Well, hi, everyone. I think it is fair to say that if you are listening to this podcast, you have a little adventurism in you. Now, we're talking here about the possibility of actually picking up, moving, and living practically in a new world. Well, thousands and thousands of others like you have just done it, and today we talk to someone who seems to love every moment of her new country. She is Evelyn Gallardo, who, before settling in her adopted country, traveled the world. She picks up the story, along with her emotions, of entering and living in Costa Rica.
My husband and I looked around and and felt so at home, a sense of belonging. The people were very warm and welcoming, and it just had everything we loved. And we just decided someday we'd go back and buy a house and retire there. And so took us 10 years, but we did it. We've been there almost 10 years now.
So, Evelyn, in reading up about you, it looks as though you've done a lot of traveling, you and your husband, and you've seen a lot of places, and it's given you a chance to decide really what's important to you.
And I think that's really important to anyone thinking about moving to Costa Rica, because it's a completely different lifestyle. They call it the pura vida lifestyle, and pura vida meaning, you know, just live the pure life. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff. You don't even need a watch in Costa Rica. People don't care about time. So if you've got to be on time to every single little thing, you're not going to adjust that well. I'd suggest throwing the word should, could, would out of your vocabulary. And on the other hand, you know, Costa Rica is just a fabulous tropical place to retire. There are more than 30,000 baby boomers living in Costa Rica. And, you know, the last statistic from the U.S. State Department, there are 50,000 Americans living in Costa Rica. So 30,000 of those being baby boomers is quite, you know, an amazing number. And so if you're a baby boomer, you move to Costa Rica, just you don't have to look very far to find other baby boomers.
Boy, I love those three words, could, should, would. Tell us a little bit more about what that means.
Well, if you come from another country, whichever country, but the U.S., is, for example, expecting everything the way it is back home, you're going to be disappointed. It's different. In Costa Rica, you might make a lunch appointment with someone, and they might be 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, but it isn't disrespect at all. It's just the culture. They don't even think that there is such a thing as being late. So it's not like a power trip, like a corporate business meeting or anything like that. When you live in Costa Rica, if somebody's late, you don't care. You sit and talk to the person next to you or, you know, read a book or look at the menu, and you just aren't worried about it. So should, would, could, just those three words just don't translate, you know, to living in Costa Rica. It is what it is, and you either love it or you leave.
Well, that's a realistic way of looking at it.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it is what it is.
And one thing I like is that you're not glossing over the fact that there are adjustments to be made, and in fact, maybe a lot of adjustments.
Yes, exactly. However, I think they're, you know, for the most part, they're wonderful adjustments. You're much less stressed. You know, you just have a very comfortable lifestyle, and if you're in the city, you know, it's different than where I live. I live in the rainforest, and where the rainforest meets the sea, but it's just a very relaxed place. So if you want to get away from, you know, the stresses of living, you know, in an urban place, then Costa Rica is a great place to do that.
So here in the States, we get used to a lot of the comforts and the conveniences. And if we move to Costa Rica, what kind of things are we going to have to give up?
Well, your watch, for one thing. Give up your watch. But I think there really isn't, you know, all that much to give up in Costa Rica, because we have a lot of medical tourism. People come down and get their dental work done. They get surgeries done, cosmetic surgery. There's a lot of that here. A lot of the doctors are trained in the U.S. So we have state of the art medical facilities in the capital, San Jose. You know, banking, Mia, it'll take you a little longer to get your banking done. There are ATMs everywhere, but if you go into a bank, nobody's going to, you know, rush. So you might stand in line a little longer. But I think that the pros far outweigh the cons.
So, Evelyn, you said earlier that there are thousands and thousands of Americans living there now. You must know a lot of them. Tell me a little bit about what some of them are like.
Well, you know, I can talk to you about people, of course, that I know. I write a travel guide every year for our local area, Manuel Antonio, the Best of Manuel Antonio and Keppel's 2013 is this year's guide. And say, for instance, a friend of mine locally, Alan Templeton, he first got there in the 60s. He arrived with the Peace Corps and just bought property and has a couple of hotels. He has three restaurants. He does. One thing I love about Costa Rica is such a great place to reinvent yourself. A lot of people have come here and they've done, you know, they did other work in the U.S., but then they come to Costa Rica. And, you know, I have a friend who was a makeup artist in the movie industry, and now she's a professional photographer in Costa Rica. You know, Alan Templeton had never run a restaurant before, and now he has three restaurants and two hotels. So it's a great place to just come and kind of see a need for something and create it, and have a whole new life for yourself. There's also another friend, Adrian Valley, who's an artist. He won for Best Artist, and you know, he came originally from Argentina as a child, but he lived in the U.S. his entire life from 3 years old on. And, you know, it's hard to make a living as an artist anywhere, but he's happy in his little jungle home and, you know, doing art, local artwork. So people are, you know, very, now he was always an artist and continued to do the same thing because it transported well. But people just come and many of them start businesses, new businesses there. I started a vacation rental home business. I'd never done that before. You know, people open up coffee shops. So you can come and completely retire, or you can come in and reinvent yourself and have a new career.
So you said earlier that one of the things you would have to give up is your watch. That shouldn't be too much of a problem for me. In fact, I already have. I'm using my iPhone to tell my time, but that's another story. But in any case, tell me a little bit about what it is that some people just can't live without and maybe forces them to not stay.
Well, you know, everything takes longer in Costa Rica, like I said, because no one's rushing around. So that's a very difficult thing for, you know, type A personalities to adjust. I remember when I was building our house on the beach, I learned to make several appointments, you know, with technicians or with people, because sometimes they just didn't show up. And it wasn't, you know, they might show up a week later and It's not, oh, I'm sorry I didn't show up. It's, hi, I'm here. You know, so that can be very disconcerting to people. So I learned to make 3 appointments in a day, because then someone will always show up. My personal best was to have 5 appointments show up in one day, all 3 that I'd made and 2 from the week before.
Oh, that's so funny.
So you just kind of, you know, you'd kind of go with the flow.
Well, I suppose that could be your motto for life there.
That's true. That's true. Well, Costa Rica was rated a few years ago as the happiest country in the world by the New Economics Foundation. They're a British nonprofit group, and Costa Rica was the happiest country in the world.
So I guess other than perhaps Florida or Hawaii, there's really no other place in the United States that has weather quite like it does in Costa Rica, where it's tropical. How have you adjusted to that?
Well, I love the weather, tropical weather, always warm. The ocean is 82 degrees all year round. You know, there's a little more humidity in Manuel Antonio, no, not as much as in some of, you know, at some of the other beaches. But let me tell you something. When you live in Costa Rica, I notice everybody around me looks a little younger. And I notice when I come up to the U.S. that I look in the mirror and I say, who's that person that just aged 10 years? But the humidity is really, you know, great for men, and maybe it has something to do with practically no stress level down there, too. But, you know, I think the weather's wonderful. And even in now, September, October is our rainiest season of the year. But people, you know, who live in Manuel Antonio, we love it. You know, it's very quiet. We can get into all the restaurants and without waiting for anything, and go on tours. And you know, it's very very common to see somebody walking along the street, and it could be raining really hard, but they're in shorts and flip-flops and tank top with an umbrella.
That isn't
something I got back in, you know, when I moved from Manhattan Beach, California, because it was cold when it rained.
Well, we talked about the lifestyle and the climate and the country. It sounds really nice. So what's it going to cost somebody to live there? What's the least you can get by with?
Well, you know, I would take a guess at maybe $1,000 to $1,200 a month if you want to live simply. You know, there are local restaurants that, you know, you can get a great meal for $5, but you can also find such a wide variety, you know, all the way up the spectrum price range-wise. So, but, you know, I'd say you could live, you know, on $1,000 to $1,200 a month, and you can live well. Without having to give up much. But then, of course, it depends on where in Costa Rica you live. Some places are a little bit more expensive, like beach resort towns may be a little bit more expensive.
But like you said earlier, you really have to change your priorities, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly. You just need to go with the flow and you know, there are some places you can get products that are from the U.S., but you're going to pay a premium price for them.
So let's take a situation where someone's about to retire, or maybe they've been retired, or they want to take up a second career. I mean, they're all different situations. And they're still here, and they're looking at a place. Well, I mean, what might be the steps that you go through? How do you, or you just jump in with both feet and go?
Well, you know, I would recommend very highly the way my husband and I did it, and that's through a group called the Association of Residents of Costa Rica, ARCR. And they helped us handle everything. You know, you have to get a police report, you know, from your town so you can prove to Costa Rica you aren't a criminal. You need to get, you know, a copy of your original birth certificate. And, you know, certainly as in moving to any other country, you need to have all these documents. But this particular organization, and you can find them at arcr.net, they were extremely helpful and streamlined everything for us. So you can go in and maybe you need to get a driver's license. As a member, you can give them a call and say, hey, can somebody accompany me to go get my driver's license on Thursday? You know, and for a minimal cost, I think maybe we paid $20. Somebody went with us and, you know, it just knew somebody. There was a lineup of 75 people and they knew the person in the front letting people through. And, you know, we just went straight up. So I would suggest that over hiring an attorney, which is what some people do, and with mixed results. So I'd say go with a tried and true organization.
So let's say someone or a couple have decided that they're going to go ahead and make the move, and they went through all those agencies that you just mentioned. How long is it going to take from the time they make the decision to go and actually pack up and arrive in Costa Rica?
It can take varying degrees. It took us a year to go through the complete process to get our residency. So going through this organization, it's about that, give or take, you know, depending.
So you're living in the States while this is going on, is that right?
You can actually, you know, you need to bring all your documents. You know, people come to Costa Rica and do the whole process in Costa Rica.
Okay. So there's really not a lot you need to do. You just need to get your passport and I guess a visa maybe, I don't know, and then you go from there.
Yes. You know, you do need to go through steps. You need to visit the U.S. Embassy and the State Department and, you know, the Costa Rican Embassy, that kind of thing. But it really isn't that complicated if you get the right people to help you. Trying to do it on your own is complicated, and especially if you don't speak the language.
Now, do most people visit for a while before they, and then come back again if they've decided that they want to make that transition?
Not as many do as should. A lot of people just jump right in. I mean, Costa Rica is so easy to fall in love with, and that's what has happened to just about everybody I know, is that they came to Costa Rica on vacation, fell in love with it. Some people never left. Some people, you know, went home, and maybe it took them a year or two or a week to pack up everything and move back. But I really highly recommend that somebody stay for, you know, anywhere in the world, a minimum of 6 months to see if it's for you.
I know whenever I've traveled, it's almost like instinct. You search out other Americans. It helps you feel more comfortable in the foreign land. So assuming that that's true with other people, are there parts of Costa Rica where there are more Americans?
I would say in, you know, where we are, Manuel Antonio, it's pretty cosmopolitan, and there are a lot of Americans there. But going through, again, ARCR, and there are other organizations in San Jose, the capital of Costa Rica, that can hook you up with other Americans. But honestly, just about anywhere you go, you're going to find Americans retired there.
So Evelyn, as we wind down this really interesting podcast about Costa Rica, why don't we break it down to what are the advantages and disadvantages to living there? Well, start off with the advantages.
Well, I'd say that Costa Rica is a democracy. It's known as the Switzerland of Central America. In the 1980s, the president at the time, Oscar Arias, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. There's great medical tourism. I mean, I've had friends come and visit me who had like an $8,000 plan with their dentist for the both of them, and they came down to Costa Rica and ended up spending, you know, $800 and paid for their trip and got a vacation on top of that. So, you know, that's one of the great advantages. It's an appealing climate. The healthcare is low cost healthcare. You might need to, you know, say if you can go into a pharmacy and a pharmacist can give you over-the-counter medicine. Of course, you know, there are controlled medicines, but also there are things that you can get. If you're sick and you need antibiotics, you can get it over-the-counter. If you have high blood pressure, you need that, you can get it over-the-counter. And the doctors are, I think they must take, bedside manner 101 in school, because they're, I find them very different. They sit down and they talk to you. They'll make a little conversation with you that doesn't necessarily have to do, you know, with your issue. And then, you know, they'll get into your medical, whatever your medical issue is. And it's just a much more, it's a very friendly environment. People make eye contact and smile for no reason. And that's something that's very different, I would say.
And yeah, and then some of the drawbacks.
Let's see. Well, the drawbacks would be probably for somebody who is very concerned about everything being on time, you know, on the dot. They probably would think of that as a drawback. So the Pura Vida lifestyle can go either way. Either you can go with the flow, or it just doesn't work, you know, with your personality. I'm having a trouble finding too many down factors. Okay. Actually, I'm thinking hard.
Yeah. So I take it. Are you a baby boomer of the generation? And
I definitely am. I'm a baby boomer. I'm a baby boomer and proud of it. You know, very, very happy to be living in Costa Rica.
So you probably, if somebody had asked you where you might be 40 years ago, you probably would have not thought you'd be living there, huh?
Heck no. I never would have imagined it. I always imagined myself living, you know, in Africa. In fact, you know, my husband and I were thinking of either moving to Tanzania or to Costa Rica, and he had the voice of reason, and he said, you know, Costa Rica is like, at least from the Los Angeles area, it's like 5.5 hours away. It would take us, you know, 2 days to get to Tanzania, and anyone who wanted to visit us as well. So the proximity, you know, to the U.S. is very desirable.
Well, now, Evelyn, you definitely sound like you have a little bit more of adventurism in you than just the average American, wouldn't you say?
I've been accused of that.
So that I'm just putting that in reference to others who might be listening to you and say, "Oh, well, she's been so adventurous that she could do that, but I just couldn't."
Well, you know, and if they think they couldn't and they can't, then they're probably right. It isn't for everybody, but for the people who really, you know, adjust to the lifestyle and the location, it's paradise. You know, things aren't perfect like everywhere, but you know, we sit around and at my home, we have two homes there, one that we rent out and then one that we live in, and we're surrounded by rainforest. We see monkeys every day swinging through the trees. Some, you know, there are sloths, and you'll see a mother with a baby sloth. Every day is an adventure. It just, you don't know what it's going to be. You could be driving up a winding road, and you'll come upon a huge iridescent turquoise blue morpho butterfly that's the size of an open paperback book flying in front of you. They like to follow paths, so you just put on the brakes and slow down and let them lead the way. But it's just, it's absolutely for me. You know, that's all I can tell someone is, you know, we love living there, and if it's for you, you will love living there too.
That's great. And how long have you been there now?
10 years.
Oh, that's great. And are you both retired or what?
Well, my husband's retired. He used to have a business, consulting business, so he's retired, and I'm his sugar mama now. You know, he took care of me for the first 30 years. Now I'm taking care of him. So I run, you know, a vacation rental business. I do a little writing here and there, and we do very well.
Well, Evelyn, what I really liked about this interview is that you could have come on and just said that the place is just absolute paradise and there's nothing wrong with it. Not that you had a whole lot to criticize about it, but I think you gave us a really fair-minded view of what it's like to live in Costa Rica. So I thank you for that. And needless to say, enjoy your home paradise.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Andy.
Thank you for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts. You can click on the transcript section of the website. You can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Finally, we would love it if you could leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent, in the reply section of the podcast. Thanks again.